producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's just a great idea. I mean, this is kind of a weird week, I think, at least around here, in that because I don't know exactly why. I mean, Thanksgiving is always the same day, right? It's always a Thursday, but which means it's always that part of the week. But somehow this year, it just seems like everybody's decided that this is a holiday week as well as last week was. So I don't know exactly what's
going on. It's pretty
busy. It is. It's, and everybody's having their sort of come and shop things. But listen, we're here, and we're here to deal with you about whatever it is, whether it's the turkey that you stick in the oven or the turkey you live with. How cute is that? Sometimes it's
nice.
So cute. Ron, however, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Same back at you.
Yeah, this is regarding my ex-turkey. And
we can dispense with the cranberry sauce, I guess.
Okay. This is an issue that came up this weekend that really has bothered me, and I wanted to talk to you since I came up. Been divorced for almost 7 years. Got a son who's 21, a daughter that's 19. And during the time when they were under 18, we had a custody arrangement every other week through the court. Yeah, they're over 18. They've come to live with me permanently. I only live 3 miles away from my ex.
Okay. And tell me again, how long you've been divorced? 10 years, was it?
No, about 7 years.
Seven, okay. Sorry.
Okay, in that time, I've dated on and off. Nothing serious at all.
Okay.
But thanks to a suggestion by you, I met a woman on Match, and we've been dating now for almost 7 months.
Okay, good.
All right. And in the last month or so, we've become intimate. And but here's the situation. I'd like to have just one evening per week of privacy. And so since I live so close to my children's mother, you know, I just had to make arrangements for one, either a Friday night or a Saturday night, just to stay with your mom. And just for evening of privacy. And that was no problem for the last 4 weeks. But this weekend, my ex called me. I was like, just furious. Like, you know, I can't believe that, you know, you're kicking your kids out of the house to, you know, have someone over your house overnight. I should go stay with her, this woman I'm going out with. Number one, I'm going to let my ex-wife dictate my dating. But I don't think that there's any, I don't see why there's an issue with my children, you know, staying with their mom.
Well, Ron, this one falls kind of in a complicated issue. First of all, with your kids 21 and 19, can't they figure, I mean, are both of them graduated high school, yes?
Yes, and they're in college, but they stay at home off, you know, with me, off campus.
Well, so why are they not living on campus? Money?
Yeah, money. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I mean, there are a couple of ways of looking at this. The woman that you're dating, what are her living arrangements? She's got kids as well?
She has a daughter, and her daughter just finished with school, but lives with her currently. She's working. Her daughter's working and living with her currently.
How old is her daughter?
23.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
23.
Well, I mean, you're talking about three adults, and it would seem to me the obvious thing to do is that you guys sort of throw your adult children out of the house every other weekend, so that the kids are only displaced every other weekend. And presumably, I mean, I'll tell you the problem. Let's go through this together. First of all, you know I'm not crazy about kids being introduced to dates until you're pretty sure about them. But these are adults.
Right.
And presumably, I don't know what your deal is about them having sleepovers, but if, you know, it's certainly not out of the realms of possibility that out of those three kids, the youngest being 19, at least one of them is probably sexually active. And maybe what you could do is kind of schedule your date nights with with those three kids, you know, between the two, you know, major adults as opposed to the minor adults, Because I think sending the kids to mom's house is kind of insulting all the way around. It's kind of insulting to these kids who are essentially adults. It's kind of insulting to your wife because you're suggesting that she's a babysitter. It's kind of suggesting it's kind of disrespectful to her as well that the only reason the kids would come there is because you threw them out. It also is going to stick in her craw that the reason that they're there is because you're having sex with another person. And even if the two of you had been divorced 300 years and she'd been remarried for 12 of those years, I would still be uncomfortable. And think about it if the roles were reversed. If she was the one who had, the kids were living there and they got sort of shipped to you on the weekends because she was having sex with somebody. I mean, there's something a little disconcerting about that.
But understand, can I just interject, it's not the weekend. It's either a Friday or a Saturday.
Well, but those are date nights. I mean, you know, if it were Tuesday night, there would probably be less of a fuss to a certain extent.
So mom should have 7 days forever and ever.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. And you're not thinking about it if the roles reversed. If the roles reversed, this would be uncomfortable to you as well. Just because the idea of your ex, the kids showing up at your house because your ex is having sex with somebody else is uncomfortable. I mean, it just is. Those kids are adults. So, I mean, one of the ways of dealing with it is instead of dealing with your ex about it, and if this has been going on for a while, it's probably because your kids didn't tell your ex what was going on, and it finally came out, and they probably didn't out you intentionally. They probably just said, well...
No, I told the ex up front. I told her that,
Your ex?
Yeah, as opposed to 365 days a year that my children live with me, I'd like to have one day a week. Of
well, but the people to really be dealing with here is not, I mean, these are not children. These are adults who can do whatever they want to do. And dealing with her about it, as I said, I think is insulting all the way around. Deal with the kids about it. And that's why motels were invented. I mean, and it's probably would make the sex more fun anyway. I just think that you're entitled to have a sex life. You're entitled to be dating. I'm not even completely against you sort of bringing your date home. These kids are adults.
Okay, so you don't see an issue with her my date spending the night with my children there. You don't have a problem with that.
I think you have to stop thinking of the children. I know they are your offspring, but they're 19 and 21, and the other one's 23.
Okay, all right.
I think if these kids were teenagers and had to live at home, that's one thing. And if they're uncomfortable about it, they can clear out and they can go to mom's house. But it's not you arranging with your ex to have these children transported. It's the 19-year-old or the 21-year-old saying, look, dad's girlfriend is over and I just was uncomfortable. I want to hang out here. And then it's not you arranging with her. It's the one of her kids saying, I want to be with you. But, I just think, on the one hand, thrilled, and on the other hand, appalled that you guys would take my dictate so seriously is you can't involve your kids with your sex life when they're dealing with their own sex life. But that's because adolescents really have very little choice. These kids do. They could live on campus. They could go spend the night out. They could go, the three kids could get together. And, I mean, I don't know how, if the three kids get together, but, I mean, they could do a sleepover at the house where you guys are not.
Right, but you say that if the roles were reversed, but the roles are actually reversed. I have my children 365 days a year, so my ex-wife has complete freedom to have someone over every night of the week.
You keep saying the same thing, and I keep saying you're thinking about it wrong. First of all, these are not children. You do not have custody of them. They are all three legally made. They have their majority, and I think you're wrapping yourself in fatherhood and the flag, and it's inappropriate. You want to get it on, which is perfectly fine with me. It's probably even okay with your kids, but making your wife the kind of babysitter for it is inappropriate on a whole bunch of different levels. So stop doing it. If you say to your kids, "Look, Cheryl is spending the night on Friday or Saturday or both." If you guys are uncomfortable about it, if you guys are fine with it, great. And if you're not, make other arrangements, and then they can go to their moms. But you arranging with your ex so that you can have sex with adult children is ridiculous. I'll put you on hold if you want to talk with me about it some more. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, especially if with the holidays coming up, although this one has to do, as Ron points out, with an ex, which is, you know, I mean, this comes up around the holidays as well. So we were talking about the fact that Ron is now dating somebody pretty successfully, and they're beginning to be sexual, and he's got two adult children living with him, and he was saying, well, okay, I'm going to send them to their moms. And, I mean, Ron, realistically, viewing yourself as having the responsibility of a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old 365 is unrealistic. If they don't have more responsibility for themselves at this moment, somebody has not done a terrific job.
From a financial standpoint, how is a 19-year-old going to, once a week go stay somewhere? I mean,
friends, the dorm, sleep on a couch somewhere. I mean, what did you do when you were 19 and your roommate wanted to have sex? The same thing all of us did. Well, some of us were married by then, but still doesn't make any difference. I mean, he'll figure it out, or he can stay, he can stay. Presumably you have a separate bedroom with a door, yes?
Yes, I do. What about if I suggested that to my ex that they come stay with her permanently then?
Ron, I just spent 5 minutes explaining why that was not appropriate. It's up to kids to make the arrangements, not for you to arrange with your wife or your ex-wife when you want to have sex with somebody that you're going to ship the kids to her. I can't believe you just asked that question. Did you not hear anything I just was talking about at great length and why it was inappropriate and insulting all the way around?
I heard you. I guess.
So why would you ask me that question? What, I mean, it just seems like I might as well have just sung the Star Spangled Banner.
From a financial standpoint,
I'm not, I mean, you've got two different houses, you've got three kids, it's certainly Friday night and Saturday night, and they're presumably not the only date nights, the two of you can get together, I mean, presuming those kids are at school part of the time, there are lots of ways of having sex that don't include having an empty house on Friday night or Saturday night. And not to mention 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds, if they were living on campus and their roommates wanted to have sex, they'd figure out. I mean, remember the tie around the doorknob? I'm not even sure people worry about not having sex in front of their roommates anymore. But I mean, there are lots of ways of dealing with this. You're treating your kids like they're 9 and 10. They're grown-ups.
Okay.
They should be making the arrangements, not you.
Okay.
And it would seem to me the obvious thing to do is, you've got two different houses, and maybe the kids will like each other, and they can kind of make arrangements so, the old fogies could get it on, and we'll go out and party. I mean, if these kids were young, that would make, that this would make some sense. If these kids were young, you'd probably have shared custody, which is what you had before when it was up to the adults. It's no longer up to the adults. The kids live where they want to. But you sort of arranging with your ex for the kids to be there because you want to have sex, I mean, as I said, it's inappropriate on like 15 different levels. And you can ask me the same question 44 more times and it's not going to change my opinion.
Okay, and that's fair. That's fair. I guess the only other thing that you've already answered was the idea of if they were there in the house while my friend was over, that there's no issue at this point. I mean, they're grown.
No, they're adults, and if they're uncomfortable, they can make other arrangements.
Okay.
These are not children. The reason that we don't do it with children is because they have that they really have no options. I mean, a 10-year-old whose mom and whose dad is getting it on with the next door neighbor is stuck there. That's not the situation with your offspring. They are both adults.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you've answered the question, and I will not ask it again.
That's a good plan. So, what are we all doing for Thanksgiving? I mean, holidays are going to be an issue to a certain extent. And the kids are going to have to negotiate how to do this, whether they go to moms or dads. But again, they get to do the negotiation. These are not babies. These are grown up human beings. And treating them like babies is never a good idea.
I can see that.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good enough. All righty. Yep. So we've taken care of the cranberry sauce at least. I suppose that was sort of vaguely inappropriate, wasn't it? 855-99
okay.
Dr. Joy, 855-993-7569. And again, I mean, as I said, I'm both thrilled and appalled at the same time that you guys would take my, my statements so seriously of saying, you don't introduce, first of all, you don't introduce people to your kids until you're relatively certain that they're going to be around for a while. And I think that's as much protective, especially of young children, but also of the person that you're introducing. You don't necessarily want the kids sort of doing a pile on them because they don't like them. But also the idea being that that the sexuality, kids shouldn't have to deal with your sexuality at the same time they're dealing with their own when they're sort of adolescents. But these kids aren't really adolescents. You know, it's really, you know, these are basically fairly grown up kids, and maybe it's time for them. And even if it's not time for them, think about your ex saying to you, "Look, you need to take care of the kids so I can have sex with somebody." It's just not viable. It's just not going to work. So, I mean, and it's sort of insulting. So let's not do that. Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. So, you know, I've decided that I'm going to make a nomination, basically for the Nobel Prize, is the first person who can figure out a way to completely bypass those automated systems that say we'll be with you in just a moment. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Those are always annoying, I guess.
Well,
if there's any kind way of putting it.
Well, yeah, that was really very... That was very moderate on your part. I've had credit card problems the last couple of weeks, and I guess a lot of people have, because apparently a lot of people have gotten, there've been a lot of hacking going on. In fact, I just saw, our internet boy, the one about Aaron Swartz, which is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
The kid who actually, that the government was prosecuting, and actually killed himself. It's a documentary that will at least be nominated for an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's truly heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But the idea being, and he wasn't, all he was trying to do was make the world a better place. He wasn't selling anything. He wasn't trying to make money on anything. It's not even my credit cards were stolen. It's that they got the numbers, which means that you're on hold for the credit card company, and then you're on hold for anybody that has your credit card number that, you know, on file. Like my MetroCard is an Easy Pay, which automatically renews. They just charge my card every once in a while, which mm-hmm. means you never run out of MetroCards, and you're always up to, well, except if you change credit cards. And of course, the best thing about it, of course, for all of us, is after we've been going through this stupid kind of list and put this card in and put this number in, and then it disconnects. So you have to start all over again. What cell phones could say if they could talk back to us. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. Good time to give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-375-37569. Thank you for letting me sort of bend you guys' ear about being put on hold, because I've had two credit cards, my MetroCard, insurance, and one other ones. And it just gets so frustrating if you figured out all the time that you waste doing that. I should probably start, like, jogging or something and doing it on the treadmill, so at least I don't feel like I'm wasting the time so much. I don't know. All right, today is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. Well, we actually put this up a couple of weeks ago. What is your unique secret talent? We got nothing on it, so I guess no one's going to be celebrating this. So, all right, but I just thought I'd run you through what's going on in the world. Do you know who's going to be the Super Bowl halftime headliner?
That is going to be one Katy Perry.
Absolutely. So that's pretty cute.
Yeah, should be fun.
Yeah, she'll be cute and wholesome and sexy all at the same time. I don't think we'll have any wardrobe malfunctions on this one.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, no matter what the age demographic or, you know, age range or whatever, a lot of people like her. Yeah. you know.
Taylor Swift might be a better choice, but she's probably, you know, not as interested in it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new crew is arriving at the International Space Station. Yay. So space is getting some serious kind of mojo this month. So this is good.
Yeah.
And at the other end of the spectrum, we've got a poo-powered bus hits the UK streets. It gives new meaning to the word pooper scooper, right?
Right.
There you go. Just pick it up and there we go. And speaking of something that it's going to be a hard transition to make, I told you I saw Sting's musical.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's not doing terribly well. It's got some problems with it. So he's now going to star in it. He's going to be here from, I think, December 9th till, you know, for the month, basically for the out-of-town crowd. It'll probably work. I mean, Hugh Jackman is I'll tell you my Hugh Jackman story. Well, actually, I suppose I could tell it today, because this week we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff we're going to bunch up. Ordinarily, I talk about theater on Wednesday, but it's Hugh Jackman's in the River. I'll tell you what, I'll review the play on Wednesday where we usually do it. But this is the time of the year where they do Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. So he came out at the end of the play, which is only about 85 minutes. And in a T-shirt. Well, first of all, when he walks onto the stage, it's like the second coming. I mean, people just went wild.
I bet.
And there are a bunch of people in that theater who would not have come if it wasn't Hugh Jackman.
Right.
As I said, I'll tell you about the play on Wednesday, but because it's not really terribly relevant to this, except that all of his personality and all of his charm comes out because he came up afterwards and he auctioned off his T-shirt. And he was, I mean, in about less than 15 minutes, he got $10,000 for the T-shirt, and some other person was had bid $9,500. And he said, "Look, if you come up to $10,000, I'll give you, you know, I've got another T-shirt." And he had a towel wrapped around his neck, and some woman in the audience screams, "I'll give you $3,000 for the towel." So in about 15 minutes, he raised $23,000, which shows your star power.
Right. Wow.
Right.
So incredible.
He should have had a stupid cheerful T-shirt. So Sting coming to try and save his musical. It's not bad. It's just it's not. I mean, this is certainly a year where there's a lot of firepower, you know, star power on Broadway. So he's trying for a Tony apparently. Although I don't know if he's going to be eligible for it because in theory he's replacing somebody who was starring in it before. So I don't think he's going to be eligible as an actor. He may be as a writer or a producer, but not. I don't think he's an actor. I think the rules are that you can't replace somebody.
What would you say is missing from the musical?
Well, it's a good question. It's too long. Duh. The first act makes no sense. I mean, the idea is here we've got some shipbuilders that are, you know, where they're closing down because there's no business, that all the business is going out of the country, out of the UK. So the it's called the last ship. And so the townsmen decide that they're going to take over the shipyard. Well, I mean, that's a problem. It's not that they're close, you know, it's not a strike. It's that there's no business. And so businessmen, it would seem to me, do have the right to close things down if they can't make any money and they can't pay people's wages.
Sure.
So the whole first act, the notion of it makes no sense of, well, we're going to take over the shipyard and we're going to build a ship, which means they're using confiscated materials, which is essentially stealing. And it turns out that they sort of deal with that by basically the priest in town giving them some money, and we're not sure where that, I mean, so he's embezzling funds, and then they're building a ship to go where? I mean, so it doesn't really make any sense. It's, and I suppose it's to be a metaphor rather than actual, but it really doesn't make any sense. His music is always compelling, but it sounds all exactly the same. The thing that I liked best about it was the dancing, which is very muscular. It's almost like, Riverdance combined with stomp. I mean, it's very, but I said it was like kinky work boots and William Elliot. It was kind of, you know, an amalgamation. We've already seen both of those, and they were better.
Yeah.
They were more fun, they were more interesting, and covered some of the same material. So I think if I were Sting, I would not only come and star in it, but I would edit the daylights out of it. And maybe put a song in it that didn't sound like all the rest, and yada yada. So
it's a solid deal, but it just maybe needs a little bit of tweaking.
Well, it needs a fair amount of tweaking, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've seen this, as I said, we saw Kinky Boots is the same story, with the idea being that the workers get together to help save the company, not to take it over. And that Billy Elliot is a kid who doesn't want to end up in the mines. And apparently these guys are perfectly content to do. Well, I mean, there's no business for it. I mean, it's kind of like if you're trying to be a bookbinder these days. Or, you know, I mean, that people are self-publishing and can do things online. That there are jobs that are going to go out of business because there's no need for them any longer. Which means that you can rail at the heavens and shake your fist. But maybe you need to be retrained. So it's hard to be sympathetic with their cause, is the point. Mm-hmm. They're not exactly downtrodden. They're just in a business that's dying.
Gotcha.
All right. On a similar note, these are hard things to string together, folks. Talk therapy is 60% more effective in preventing suicides. It doesn't say then what. But, I mean, there's always been that controversy. It's sort of an interesting study, I guess, except it also seems to me, that we know that there's, you know, I also, over the weekend, which I'll tell you about in a minute, I saw American Sniper, I saw The Gambler, both of which are about psychiatric issues. Study finds unhappy marriages put couples at higher risk of heart disease, obesity costs the global economy $2 trillion annually, I mean, so these are not stories that are so controversial that we must talk about them. But I did, as promised, Mockingjay, Part 1, made $123 million, which makes it the biggest opening of the year. But having said that, it was supposed to make $150 million. Can you believe that? Because
so,
the other two
so
did.
So it did well, but it just didn't do well enough.
Yeah, exactly. And as somebody said, you know, when you're talking about these numbers, it's hard to be accurate. Not to mention, it's kind of what we were talking about at the beginning of the program, and I think an awful lot of people have started their Christmas holiday, whatever kinds of stuff. I mean, I tried to see it Friday night, and everything was sold out. I actually ended up seeing it Saturday night because I know I have a secret theater that I can go to when everything else is sold out that they're okay. So I didn't get home till 1 o'clock in the morning, but which is not exactly my idea of when to see a movie. But and I let me just give you I think first of all Jennifer Lawrence is the real deal. I think she's going to really mature into a great actress.
Oh, she's fantastic. I think.
This movie again is too long, and it's a movie that's essentially without plot. It's the middle. It's a transition from The Hunger Games. The first one I thought was well done, but obnoxious. I mean, I thought the idea of rooting kids to kill kids was horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
The second one I thought was significantly better. This one is the setup for the last one, which will be out next year. And Donald Sutherland is continues to be creepy. Julianne Moore is everywhere this year. She's having a great year, and
yeah.
she's really good in this. Philip Seymour Hoffman is kind of upsetting because we know, you know, that he's no longer alive.
Right.
Joss Hutcherson, the whole point is that we're trying to, you know, that PETA got taken, and so we're trying to figure out how to get him, and so we're head of the rebellion, and Jennifer is not very willing, you know, she's unwilling to do this because she's afraid that they'll hurt PETA. So there are two scenes that are back to back that I thought were extraordinary, that were just like, you know, goosebumps. One is when she goes to visit in District 13. I can't believe I'm actually talking about this like it makes some sense. To visit a hospital, and when she realizes the impact she has, and that one is just touching. And then when she realizes what's going on right after that. And those two scenes are just electric. So, yeah, is it worth seeing? Yeah. And I think if you love the series, you're going to love it. If you don't, you're probably going to be a little lost and not understanding exactly what the fuss is about. But they really do sort of stand alone. But this one is probably the weakest because it's a transition. If you need a transition and need some help, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I was just saying to Matt, well, you know what I thought we were going to talk about next. And it's too bad that I said it to him off the air because you could hear his sense of astonishment that Winnie the Pooh has been banned from a Polish playground because of his dubious,
I'm not happy about this.
Dubious sexuality and inappropriate dress.
Wow. That's, I guess I just don't really get it.
He was called a hermaphrodite, which I think is pretty impressive for playground kids. He doesn't have a complete wardrobe, but neither does Donald Duck. Teletubbies was the big issue because they were deciding that Teletubbies were, that one of them was gay because he was dressed in lavender or something.
Oh, goodness.
See, Mickey Mouse does have pants, but Donald doesn't. I'm trying to think. We came up with another couple of people who didn't have pants. T-
teddy bears in general are completely naked.
Right.
So we asked people.
I can't believe this.
I knew you'd love this story.
This is wild. I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, it does seem... And hermaphrodite.
Well, it's like that's really digging deep.
Pushing it.
Yeah, that's really digging deep.
And inappropriate sexuality. All right, so we asked people on Facebook what toys do they think should be banned. So did you pull that up for me?
Yeah. Well, I'll let's see. Andrew Crisp says, hi, Andrew from the UK listening in. I wouldn't ban a toy as such. However, I would ban people singing the Let It Go song from the film Frozen. So that's...
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. That's his thought on that, apparently.
Well, because that was kind of a Let It Go about letting go of all of your anger, I think, and frustration.
Yeah. Well,
maybe he thought it was sort of, I don't know what it was. What you know, Andrew, let us know what you know, the subtext is there, because I don't quite get that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Trevor says, he asked the question, what would be an appropriate hermaphrodite? So I guess, you know, that's a pretty good, I guess, way of...
Well, they didn't say it was an inappropriate hermaphrodite. They said it was inappropriate and a hermaphrodite.
Okay, yeah.
So, but your point is well taken. Hyenas, I think, are hermaphroditic.
Really?
Did you know that? Yeah, they have both female and male genitalia.
And there were hyenas in The Lion King.
There you go.
You know,
well,
so
there. Where's Disney when we need
there's
it?
There's no fussing there about that, so I don't know.
I just saw another Disney movie. I'm trying to remember which was. I think it was Big Hero 6, which is actually very good. Disney always has to kill somebody off.
Yeah.
You know, just, I mean, if you think about it, that I can remember being at, believe it or not, at the zoo in Washington, D.C., and the park ranger was talking about Lion King, and he said, what was it based on? What was Lion King based on?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I ruined his fun because I said Hamlet, which, of course, it was. But I think most of the kids didn't know what Hamlet was. They thought it was like a cheese sandwich without the, you know, without the lettuce or something.
An omelet with ham in it or something.
Yeah, exactly. Hamlet. Good point. All right, so we've got a song to be banned. I'm fascinated by why he'd want to ban that song. I mean, I thought Frozen was, in fact, what I was saying to somebody over the weekend, having seen essentially, I'm almost through everything. I think I've got about 4 more movies, and then I will have seen everything that's come out this year. Although I do admit that I have a bunch on DVDs, some of the more minor movies that aren't in consideration that I really need to see before the end of the year. But even I only have so much time. But the best of things that you can see in a movie theater are either animation or documentaries this year, some really and there are some reasonably good movies, but animation has just gotten so sophisticated, both the technique and the storytelling and the music and the plots, and they do such a terrific job of making something available to children to enjoy and for adults to stimulate. I mean, I just saw Penguins of Madagascar, which I thought was terrific. I thought... Big Shot 6 was wonderful. I mean, some of my favorite movies, the Lego movie, How to Train Your Dragon. I mean, some really, really good movies this year that are the smartest. I said Box Trolls was the most subversive movie I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's animation. And some wonderful documentaries. So, but, all right, so what else we got about banned toys? See, if I were going to ban, I mean, and G.I. Joe doesn't have... Is not what it, how do I say this anatomically correct? Nor is Barbie. She just has bosoms, but that's it. Well, and that was the story as well, is that they have a new doll that's called the Lamelli, or Lamelli. I think it's, I don't know how it's pronounced because there wasn't a key to it. With the guy who decided to actually get the statistics from CDC. Do you know what the average weight of the American woman is?
What's that?
166 pounds, a little more than that.
Hmm.
I'm downright svelte these days, thank goodness. And I'm tall. And I think the average height is like 5'3". Which I guess gets back to our story about national obesity. And average waist size is 37.5 for women.
Hmm.
So saying that Barbie was a little unrealistic.
Hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Well, Matthew Montgomery, he comments on the Winnie the Pooh story. He goes, Bratz dolls, he says we should ban Bratz dolls because they look like preteen whores and seem to teach today's little girls that it's the right way to dress. Also,
what's it called? Bratz dolls?
Bratz dolls.
I don't even think I know what they look like.
Yeah, I don't. I've heard of them, but I'm not sure. Bratz, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me Google and see if I can find them.
I've never seen, you know, I've heard of them, but I've never actually
looked at them. Well, I must have either, too, because I knew how to spell it. Let's see what I can find here.
Yeah.
Or apparently they sell them at Kmart, because I just, yeah, they do look like, they do look like, they have long hair, pouty faces, too much makeup. They belong to, it's a Mattel doll, apparently. Oh, rats. I just had the pictures. Well, there their pictures are again. Yeah, they do look, they have very, very long hair, very short clothes, very short dresses. They do look a little less than wholesome.
Yeah. Matthew also says, ban the cartoon, I think it's pronounced Kalu or Kalu.
How do you spell it?
C-A-I-L-L-O-U. It looks familiar, but I'm not sure.
Callio? I don't know.
Callio. But he basically says ban that for teaching kids that you can get what you want for being an insufferable little brat.
Well, there's that. All right, so these, I'm looking at pictures of these dolls, and they all have, they are of different ethnicities, which is, I guess, positive. They all are on either hot pants. Yeah, they do look, apparently they didn't do very well when they were debuted in 2001.
Little questionable look.
But now they've got 40% of the fashion doll market compared to Barbie's 60. Okay, Bratz characters. We've got to get rid of those too, apparently. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.